This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
And now the president's remarks on the debt ceiling in 20 seconds.
It's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder. If we're going to actually solve the problem, there are a finite number of ways to do it. And they're going to have to compromise, just like I have shown myself willing to compromise. So, yeah, we're going to have a sales job. This is not pleasant. Pull off the Band-Aid. Eat our peas.
Going for the most likely to be centrist award, the president says, hold your nose and get the job done. Look, we have no problem with peas here. The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 12th. John Hockenberry is out all this week. I'm Celeste Headlee. We're going to continue with this breaking news story out of Afghanistan this morning. Afghan President Hamid Karzai's half-brother, one of the most powerful men in that country, has been assassinated. Ahmed Wali Karzai was shot and killed in Kandahar this morning. Joining us now, live from Kabul, Matthew Akins, freelance journalist who writes for Harper's and other publications. Matthew Akins, can you tell us what details we now have?
Well, the story that's emerged is that a close associate of Ahmed Wali, Sardar Mohammed, came to visit him in his office, and he was quite trusted because he was allowed to bring his pistol into the office, and he shot Ahmed Wali dead.
And was immediately killed by Wali's other bodyguards.
That's correct.
And at this point, we talked to you earlier this morning about what the motivations for this killing might have been, and you suggested they may have been possibly personal. Can you explain why?
Well, the fact is there was a suicide who should be dead in the presence of his bodyguards. There's been only one outcome of that. So it does suggest that obviously it wasn't done for money or any sort of material gain. And the fact that he was a close associate of the family suggests that it was some sort of personal issue, perhaps in addition to other things.
We're speaking with Matthew Akins, who is joining us live from Kabul. Does the motivation mean anything, Matthew? Is this more of a political catastrophe if he was shot by someone who had been influenced by the Taliban than it is if he was shot and killed for personal motives?
I don't know. It's pretty troubling that it came from someone inside his close circle, and it suggests that these networks that have been created within the government aren't as strong as they might seem to be.
It's Matthew Akins, freelance journalist who writes for Harper's and other publications, speaking to us live from Kabul about the assassination of Ahmed Wali Karzai. Thank you so much, Matthew.
My pleasure.
We will continue to bring you details as we get them about that assassination of Hamid Karzai's half-brother. Meanwhile, back in the States, President Obama has called leaders from both parties back to the White House today for another round of debt talks. Both sides are dug in and at this point remain far apart on a deal to reduce spending and prevent the United States from defaulting on its loans. Minnesota's government still hasn't cut a deal either. That state shutdown is now in its 12th day. That is now the longest shutdown in U.S. history. In Wisconsin today, many residents will vote on the broadest recall effort in that state's history. Control of the state Senate will be on the table. And a heat wave is expected to bring temperatures of 110 degrees in some places like Kansas City above 100 degrees in 22 states today. The phone hacking scandal continues to grow across Rupert Murdoch's British media empire. The Sunday Times and the Daily Mail, two Murdoch-owned papers, have also been accused of improprieties. News Corp has lost $7 billion in market value over the past 4 days. Asian and European markets are down over worries about Europe's debt crisis spreading to Italy. Futures are way down in the U.S. The Dow will start at 12,505, the S&P at 1,319, the Nasdaq will open at 2,362. Well, we want to talk to you about tomatoes this morning. Tomatoes, how do they taste to you? Bland? Do they taste good? Do you grow them in your backyard? Do you get them at the produce stand? Tomatoes, that's a much more complicated question of just whether or not it's a vegetable or a fruit. That's coming up later this hour. First, though, we're going to touch in on those debt ceiling negotiations. What exactly are they talking about in Washington? What are they arguing about? And what are the chances we're actually going to default come August 2nd? And if we default, what then? Lots of questions.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.